Good morning. This is UK Business Morning with Alice and Lewis. Let's get our day started with the key business and economic updates. Lewis, I see you've been looking at the latest mortgage approvals data.
Good morning, Alice. Yes, it's interesting. Mortgage approvals rose in May, defying expectations. The Bank of England reported net approvals for house purchases increased by 2,400 to 63,000, the first rise since December 2024.
So the expectation was for a decline to 59,750, but we saw an increase instead. Does this suggest a recovery in the housing market?
It does appear so. Remortgage approvals also had a significant boost, increasing by 6,200 to 41,500, the largest increase since February 2024.
That's quite a big claim, right? With stamp duty thresholds reverting to pre-2022 levels on April 1, increasing costs for many property buyers.
Right, first-time buyers, for example, now pay the levy for properties priced at £300,000 or more, instead of the previous threshold of £425,000.
So even with these higher costs, there's still a recovery signal. What do experts say about this?
Stephanie Daly from Alexander Hall says the market has bounced back now, that the uncertainty of the recent stamp duty deadline has passed.
That makes sense. With interest rates showing greater stability and many lenders continuing to offer sub-4% mortgages, conditions seem supportive.
Exactly. The BOWIE data also shows the effective interest rate on newly drawn mortgages decreased to 4.47% in May, the lowest since April 2023.
But there's a twist. The rate on the outstanding stock of mortgages rose slightly to 3.87%, the highest since 2009.
This highlights the cumulative impact of interest rate increases since the BOWIE started raising borrowing costs in 2021.
And what about the future? Are we expecting a rate cut?
Markets are pricing in a 72% probability of a rate cut by a quarter point at the next meeting on August 7. That would be the fifth drop since last summer.
A rate cut would certainly help boost the market. Pete Muggleston from Online Mortgage Advisor says it could lead to more people buying property, which is a needed boost to the economy.
Now, on the consumer credit side, net borrowing decreased to £859 million in May, the lowest since April 2024.
Ashley Webb from Capital Economics links this to the sharp 2.7% decline in retail sales between April and May, suggesting non-retail spending didn't offset it.
It's clear that while the mortgage market shows some recovery signals, the broader economic picture remains mixed.
Thanks for the overview, Lewis. Let's move on to our next story.